You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little-known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry. It's the digital age, so incarcerated and formerly incarcerated poets have all sorts of ways of getting their writing out there. But sometimes, the best medium is the human voice.
Prophet Yeshua helped free the captive souls from their chains. Their prayer said, let's get free and get free or die trying. Queen Harriet Tubman told me that she could have freed a lot more of our people, but they didn't know that they were slaves.
Peace, my name is Sean Morbey. I live in Detroit, Michigan, and I do a plethora of things that include poetry, drawing, motivational speaking, most recently commercial driving, 18-wheelers, and I actually hold a third-degree black belt in the art of
smiling. Sean attends an MC's open mics around the city and does spoken word poetry.
And from a religion that was never meant for our salvation, because you can't get free.
I probably started when I was a teenager. It went back and forth between poetry and rap, which is kind of parallels each other, if not the same. But I started to take it serious upon really my first year incarcerated.
Sean is very specific about how long he spent in prison.
6 years and one day.
And very specific about it not being something he's proud of.
When I was 19, I actually ended up going in. They sentenced me to first-degree child abuse. What ended up happening was that I shook my daughter out of anger, but lied about it like a dumb kid, and the judge gave me like the worst sentence possible, which was 3 to 15. So I ended up doing 6 years off of that.
He's matured a lot since then and has become a popular figure around town. Spoken word poetry culture is big in Detroit. No wonder. Poets like Sean have put a lot of effort into mastering it.
To share uplifting poetry means the world to me. I understand the importance and the power of my voice, my throat chakra, and I have to use it for good and not evil.
Here's Sean delivering a poem called Prisoner.
The given by Nawa must be by God, Jah, Allah, Yahweh and Jehovah for my sins. So why am I to be forever condemned by a much lesser being like you? You who knows very little of my past pain, present agony, or future hell. You who knows very little of my struggling soul, yet it is you who eyes judge me, and it is you who minds forget about me. I am still here. Why can't you see me? Forget hearing my cries. Feel them. Feel them drowning my aspirations of ever getting out, flooding my lungs of hope inch by inch, day by day with the fluids of despair. I am only getting older. Optimism that was once a close foundating boulder has de-evolved into a flimsy pebble trying to blow away in the wind, and I try my hardest to grab a hold of it. As I try my hardest to ignore the echoes that reverberate within my psyche telling me this, battle for freedom, you will never win. Let me out. I shouldn't be here. Not according to my family. They said they would get me out soon. They said it won't be long. That was 2 years ago.
What Sean does continues a grand tradition. We'll end today with a poem about Detroit by the current poet laureate of the city. You heard from her earlier, Naomi Long Magid.
My windows and doors are barred against the intrusion of thieves. The neighbor's dogs howl in pain at the screech of sirens. There is nothing you can tell me about the city I do not know. On the front porch, it is cool and quiet after the high-pitched panic passes. The windows across the street gleam in the dark. There is a faint suggestion of moon shadow above the golden streetlight. The grandchildren are asleep upstairs, and we are happy for their presence. The conversation comes around to Grandpa Henry, thrown into the Detroit River by an Indian woman seeking to save him from the sinking ship? Or was he the one who was the African prince employed to oversee the chained slave cargo, preventing their rebellion and for reward set free? The family will never settle it. Somebody lost the history they had so carefully preserved. Insurance rates are soaring. It is not safe to walk the streets at night. The news reports keep telling us the things they need to know. The case is hopeless. But the front porch is cool and quiet. The neighbors are dark and warm. The grandchildren are upstairs dreaming, and we are happy for their presence.
I'm Wren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.